Thank you very much indeed. Come and join us, Carolina Chocolate Drops. We've all together, we've got Abby Jenkins, Leila McCullough, Don Flemons and Rhiannon Giddens. And it's a great pleasure to have you with us on your way to the Celtic Connections Festival, which on the face of it, I have to say, Leila sounds a bit strange for an Appalachian band like yourselves. But there's a lot of Irish and Scottish in with the American music, isn't there?
Oh, there is, yeah. It's an enormous mix, and it was from every group that came over, you know, added their bit to the music. But some of the earliest immigrants, of course, were from Ireland, Scotland, and England as well, and mixing with the African, you know, music is, you know.
Yeah, it is extraordinary because I'm, you know, being Irish, I've, you know, recognised a lot of things that came from the Appalachians and very often went there and then came back again in a slightly different guise. Mm. It's fascinating. How did you all get together?
Oh, well, Rhiannon and I first got together at a thing called the Black Banjo Gathering in 2005, and that was where we started the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And then recently, our original fiddler, Justin, he didn't want to tour anymore, and so he's staying at home, and we have Hubby Jenkins over to my left for the audiences. It's the audience's right, but my left.
They can tell. they can tell. Our listeners are very sophisticated.
Yes.
And I met Hubby in New York several years ago, and so he's joined up with us. And then we have Leila McCullough, who we actually met her sister in kind of a roundabout way and then met up with her, and she's been joining us on cello.
They can't see it, but I love the hat, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hubby's wearing a cap, and you're wearing a very, very smart hat indeed. I love the way that when you were slinging your banjo around, you took your hat off first before you put the banjo on. Put it back on again. Well, Chocolate Drops, I think, is a sort of a nod towards the Tennessee Chocolate Drops, mm-hmm. What, 1930s?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's exactly why we named ourselves Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Yeah, we saw a movie called Louie Bluey that's out on DVD now, but we saw on a fellow named Howard Armstrong, who was the fiddler and the mandolin player from the Tennessee Chocolate Drops, and we decided to name ourselves off of that.
Yeah, well, you've got a Grammy too, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Last year that.
Oh,
we
dear.
Went down there.
Hubby shaking his hand. Head.
Maybe someday, Hubby.
Yeah, because Leila and Hubby unfortunately weren't on that album. That was with
Don't worry, Hubby. Don't worry, Leila. You're on your way. So, what was your training? Where did you come from, as it were, to get together into this group?
Right. I studied classical music. I went to NYU, actually, New York University in New York. And I've been playing cello since I was 9 years old. Mm. Studied a lot of improvisation and West African groove. And that music kind of led me to explore the African influence on American music.
Yeah.
And
It's fascinating.
So I belong here for sure.
You sure? Well, Hubby has been called a New Yorker. I'm not quite sure whether that's a term of abuse or not for these Southerners.
I take it as a compliment, no matter what they're trying to do. But yeah, I mean, I grew up in New York and grew up playing in elementary school and playing different instruments and playing classical music. And after high school, I got into country blues and played a lot of guitar and traveled around hoboing and learning different tunes and songs and adding that into the mix here with the CCD. So,
yeah, well, it's a potent mixture. Do you keep discovering things? Are you adventurous? Do you make your own sounds from the sort of mixture you've inherited from all those influences?
Yeah, I mean, we all, you know, compose and do things. But, you know, the thing that this group excels at, I think, is finding older tunes and making them live again for a contemporary audience. And that's kind of always going to be our focus, more than likely. You know?
Well, it's great to have you with us. Our Celtic Connections will have a great time with you, and you're back in London then as well.
Mm-hmm.
Details of that coming. There's always a black sheep somewhere, and you've brought one with you, haven't you?
You
brought your very own black sheep.
Yes, we have.
How bad is it? He, she...
Bad.
Oh,
bad is that joke.
you're gonna bring it to life, aren't you?
Oh, we're gonna try our best here.
Yeah. Okay. Right. We like black sheep in the studio. It's a sort of speciality. Wonderful music and bad behaviour is what we specialise in. And so it's the Carolina Chocolate Drops live and kicking in the studio with cello, fiddle, banjo, and just about everything else. Oh, somebody's creeping in to listen to you. Oh. If you need another fiddler, by the way, they will introduce you to him in a minute. He's sitting in the background with his bow ready.
Yeah, so here we go. We're going to set up on this one. We're going to have Leila on the... So We'll have Layla here on the cello. We're going to have Hubby on the bones. And for folks that don't know what the bones are, it's a short rib bones, and you hold them between the fingers, and you'll hear the sound that they make. Rinnin' on the fiddle, me on the banjo. So here we go, Po' Black Sheep.